Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter. Man sagt es Peye, Perig Dalid. Mishnah hey, Shalosh, Aviyois, Bayay. What does the word Aviyois mean? It means there are three times that the Balabas should appear because the poor people are not allowed to take pay if the Balabas is not there. Either the Balabas or a Shlich of the Balabas has to be there. Because who's going to guarantee that the Aniyim only take the pay? And maybe they'll take from things that they're not allowed to take. So the Aniyim are going to say, you're only letting us take when the Balabas is there. When is the Balabas coming? Well, there are three times that he has to come. Bashachar, in the morning, Ubachatzois, midday, Uba Mincha. Mincha means later on in the afternoon. Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana is about 3.5 hours after Chatzais. And there's a reason. It's during these three times. The morning time is for nursing mothers. This is when their babies are sleeping. They can come. The afternoon time is for children that sleep in the morning. They can't come until Chatzais. And the Mincha time is for the Zakenim, the older people that are walking on canes. It takes them a long time to get to the field. So let me ask you something. When Chazal say three times, does that mean at least three times? But it can come more than that? Or a Chazal telling us the maximum time that the Balabas can come are three times, but no less? What do we mean over here three times? Or do we mean Bedafka three times? So we have a Machlokes in the Mishnah. Ram Gamliel says, Lo Amru. Chazal didn't say these three times, El Kadesh Lo Yivchasu. Chazal is telling us no less than three times. He wants to come more, but covered Gadol, very good. Rabbi Kiva argues, and Rabbi Kiva says, Le Amru El Kadesh Lo Yasifu. But Chazal said three times. They meant to say, maximum is three times. Want to come less than three, that's okay. I don't understand something. You want to say three times means at least three times. Okay. I want to make it available for the Aniyim. And we just explained how the nursing mothers need the morning when the baby's sleeping, children need chatzais, and the older people need late afternoon. Why not any more than that? And the answer is, here's the concern. I have a field. I have to leave Peya. I have a cousin who's very poor. I'd like him to get the whole Peya, no one else. So what do? I make up a time with him. Psst. I'll be there this and this time. The other Aniyim won't know to be there then. You show up, you'll take everything. By the time everyone else comes, sorry, nothing's left. That's what we would be scared of. And Rabbi Kiva's taka worried about that. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, I don't want you to make a secret time. I don't want you to schedule a plan with your poor people. They should be there and the other Aniyim shouldn't be there. Therefore, maximum times you can show up by the field are these three times, and everyone knows these three times. Morning, chatzais, and late afternoon. I'd rather you do even less to avoid this problem that you're secretly scheduling with your kriven. Ram Gamliel is not worried for this, and therefore he says, look, at least three times to make it available for the nursing mothers, for the children, and the older people. You want to do more? It's even better. Now, how many shittas are there in the Mishnah? Two or three? That's a machloikis in the Rishayna. Some say there are three shittas in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama holds bedavka three times, no less and no more. And Rav Gamliel holds bedavka no less, but it could be more. And Rabbi Kiva says three is the maximum, but it could be less than three. Some hold there are no three shittas in the Mishnah. No one holds exactly three. We just started our Mishnah by saying, here are the three times. What do we mean by these three times? Rabbi Gamliel says it means at least three, and Rabbi Kiva says it means maximum three. But according to this pshat, no one holds bedafka three. Okay, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Shall Beis Nomer. Beis Nomer, the Batnura says, was the name of a place. Like it says in Bamidbar Lamed Beis, Pasik Lamed Vav is Beis Nimra. Some say Nomer was the name of a family, but they had an interesting idea. You know what they did? Hoya Malaktin Alachevel. They cut their fields based on a rope. Really, Malaktin means to collect. But we're talking about the purpose over here was to lead up to the poor people being able to collect the payah. So we're using the Lashon Malaktin. But we mean cutting. Shall base nomer hoya melaktin al hachevel. They would cut their fields based on a rope. This is what they did. They would tie a rope alongside the tua, alongside the rows of tua, but the rope wouldn't go all the way till the end of the row. They would cut until the end of the rope. They would say, okay, the rest of the row, that's our pay. And they did this for every row. Shall base nemer hoya melaktin al hachevel. They cut their fields based on this rope. And they gave payah from every row. Because where the rope stopped until the end of the row, that was the payah. And Chazal praised them for this. Why? What did they accomplish by doing it this way as opposed to just leaving one payah at the end? So some say, look, they made it a lot easier for the poor people. Instead of having to wait for them to cut all the rows and leave payah at the end, here, at the end of each row, they can take their payah. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says an interesting thing, and this is based on a Rambam. The Rambam holds that it's better to keep giving tzedakah, even if you're giving less at a time, than giving one big sum and say, here it is, and now leave me alone. Because every time you give tzedakah, you become a better person. There's another key in HaMitzvah. So let's say somebody will come to davening in the morning and say, every minute somebody else comes over to me, you know what? I would give out a total of $5 here. I'll take out $5, give it to the first person. Everyone else leave me alone. But Rambam says, no, that's not the way to do it. You keep giving tzedakah to everyone that comes. Because every time you give tzedakah, you have another mitzvah. And that's what the Beis Nomer wanted. Instead of one act of giving payah, this way they gave payah with every row. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. We learned Shalosh Avoyos Bayom. There are three times that the balabas has to appear on the field, because as we explained, the aniyim cannot take payah unless the balabas is there. By the way, what does the word avoyos mean? It means to reveal. Maybe you remember from Masechtas Bava Kamma, mava is shen, according to Shmuel. Why is mava loshen of shen? Because the teeth are the part of the body that's sometimes revealed, sometimes not. Depends if your mouth is open or closed. And it's based on the pasuk, nivu Matzpunav, he was revealed from his hiding place. So three times a day, the balabas is supposed to reveal himself. Bashachar, ubachatzais, ubimincha. Bashachar for the nursing mothers, that's when their babies are sleeping. Bachatzais for the children, ubamincha. This means mincha katana, later on in the afternoon, for the older people. That's how long it takes for them to get there with their canes. Rav Gamliel explained, not any less than three times, but if he wants to, he can appear more times. Rabbi Kiva says, not any more. Maximum is three times. What's Rabbi Kiva's concern? He shouldn't make secret times with his relatives they should collect and others shouldn't collect. Some say Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva are explaining the first words of the Mishnah. Some say that the first words of the Mishnah is a totally different shita. In other words, the Tanakhama holds bedavka three times. Rabbi Gamliel says, could be more, but not less. Rabbi Kiva says, could be less, but not more. Then the Mishnah told us about Beis Nomer, the family of Nomer, or a place called Nomer, where they had a string that ran along each row, and when the string ended, what was left from there till the end of the row, the Aniyim could take. It was more convenient for the Aniyim, and as we explained from the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, it also gave them an opportunity to physically fulfill the mitzvah many times, and that's a greater source.